Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And you're on The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. Last week, I talked about a Pennsylvania constitutional victory with the PA Supreme Court voting to nullify the open fields law that was allowing the Game Commission to enter your property and even put field cameras in your property to keep an eye on what might be going on your property. And that was ruled unconstitutional, according to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So today we're going to talk about another constitutional issue. Today we have Mr. John Straup. John represents an organization called American Promise. It's a cross-partisan nonprofit that focuses on strengthening civic engagement and giving our citizens a stronger voice in our democratic process. He brings a diverse background in business and public service, having worked as a cost analyst, sales manager, hospital foundation director, substitute teacher, and he also served a term as the mayor of Clarion. Many of us have been to Clarion many, many times, and it's kind of a sister community to Du Bois. John has also worked extensively with chambers of commerce and business groups across the state, helping lead coalition efforts to oppose the tolling on Interstate 80 and later the proposed tolling of 9 bridges, including the North Fork Bridge. Through his work, he has built strong relationships with business and community leaders, and today he continues that engagement by working with civic organizations to promote informed civic participation and practical solutions. John Straup, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you for inviting me today.
Well, you are very welcome, and this is very interesting. It's not often here in Du Bois we have somebody that is helping with a national effort to make a profound change in our political process, and it's definitely one that's needed. I'll let you introduce what the change is and how it's going.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Yes, like I said, I'm John Straup, and I'm the coalition coordinator, what's called the coalition coordinator for American Promise. And that means trying to get groups together and let people know throughout the state what American Promise is. And what it is, it's a cross-partisan organization, and it's truly a cross-partisan organization that is what trying to do is address the issue on unlimited money in elections. And it's something that we know that it's been bothering a lot of people, but we're Republicans, Democrats, Independents. We're across all parties, and we're, again, it's not a partisan issue. And our goal is to pass the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. We call it our Freedom Amendment, and that gives Congress and state legislators the power to set reasonable limits on election spending.
Well, John, how did we get to this point with money in politics? You hear absolutely obscene amounts spent on our presidential elections, even on our U.S. Senate elections here in Pennsylvania. We've crossed the billion-dollar mark many, many times, and most of us can't conceive of $1 billion.
No, it's hard to believe. But this isn't a new issue. We can go back to the turn of last century where Teddy Roosevelt was worried about it. He saw seen that the elections were being swamped with problems at that time. And he started, you know, somewhat the movement that we remember hearing about the robber barons when we were kids and stuff. And he started addressing it. And they had laws through the 1970s addressing this. You know, but in 1976, 50 years ago, Buckley versus Valeo court ruling by the Supreme Court really became a issue that they said, and the ruling was, money is speech. And that started the decline. So it started about 50 years ago. But what happened, and they tried to put some laws in enactment in the meantime to try to slow it down, but in 2010, the Citizens United, and a lot of people hear about Citizens United ruling. Again, another ruling by the Supreme Court said that you can't, the coordination within the, between the parties and the spending, the groups that were raising money, they couldn't, the artificial entities, excuse me, but the artificial entities became a factor. They had speech too. So that opened the doors wide open for the spending and really essentially took the power away from the legislators, and the people that we voted for, and it took that and put it back into the judicial systems, the federal and the Supreme Court. They made the decision. And that was 2010. And they've tried to do some laws in the meantime. But even 6 weeks ago, a ruling in June, the Supreme Court ruled that they'd struck down limits of how much political parties can coordinate spending with candidates. So that's that again. And that's just recently. So that was a 6-3 ruling. But essentially, it's taken away 100 years of us building guardrails over, you know, on these laws. But it struck those down and had taken down, even down to state and local levels.
I like that saying, money is speech. But the problem with money being speech is some of us get to speak a lot louder than the others.
And that's right.
Most people speak a lot louder than I do because I don't spend money on politics, but I have chipped in some money on friends' campaigns and things. But, you know, most of us as little people, we don't have millions, even thousands to throw at these campaigns. So really the people don't have too loud of a voice.
No, and that's right. People hate this. They really do. And really, the only things, this is one thing that unites us right now. If anything does, this happens to be one of the things that can unite us. And a Pew study in 2026, just this year, from the Pew Center study, over 74% of the people think this is the largest problem in politics and in our system right now, more than immigration, more than healthcare, and more than inflation. This is one of the main issues. And this isn't a partisan group. You have conservatives, progressives, independents, everybody saying that this isn't right. We don't need to have this happen to us right now. So, you know, it's drowning out our votes, like you just said. It, you know, we're not seeing, you know, we don't see the return on our investment. And 2023, 2024 federal cycle, $15 billion are spent on the federal elections. And that's just by small group of elite donors.
Of the time, the money is determining the winner. It seems like whoever spends the most tends to win an election, with a few exceptions.
Well, and it's even beyond that, Pat. What you see is when you see these donations and other things, but it's just not the candidates. These corporations and dark money groups, the 501c4s, are putting ads out there without the candidates' ballots, you know, and with approvals. But you can see how there's ads and the stuff you make that doesn't say sponsored by the candidates. They're doing it on their own independently to try to drive the issues too. So
that's interesting. So there's political action committees that might support a cause. They might support a particular candidate, or they may be attacking a candidate. And then You've got all this money getting funneled into those committees to pay, depending on what is needed at the particular moment.
Yeah, that is a problem. And we see, and it's not the federal level. This is at the local level too. You see some obscene money being spent at the local level to prove the point, whether it's school board or local, council elections. You've seen more of that money coming in and from out of state, well, not only foreign money, but there's out of state money that's making our decisions at our local level.
Yes. And that is the thing that upsets me the most is outside money coming for an inside cause. Well, John, we're going to go to a commercial break and we will be back in just a moment to talk some more about money is speech, especially in our campaigns.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
We're back on the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host. Today, our guest is John Straup from American Promise, and he was talking about the efforts to rein in crazy corporate spending for political campaigns. And he had mentioned a statistic of 74% of Americans feel money in politics is the problem. We've all seen crazy totals spent on our presidential elections and on our U.S. Senate elections here in Pennsylvania, billions with a B being spent to get people elected. I teased John about I almost wish people would just arm wrestle instead of spending all that money. But that's something that we're stuck with unless we make a change. And John, I wanted to ask you, what would you say is the solution to this? Because evidently everybody thinks it's a problem.
Yes, they do. And the whole point of what we're doing is the For Our Freedom Amendment is a cross-partisan proposal that enjoys wide support by both sides, not both sides, all sides, I should say. It's cross-partisan with Republicans, Democrats, independents, everybody, and it has support by citizens, lawmakers. It's really interesting to see what we've done, you know, and doing, but it's not affiliated with one party. And as well as we know that lawmakers need to have some support behind them to move forward.
You mentioned that you've already got several states that have ratified the amendment.
Well, it's not ratified as much as that. If they get to that process, they would support us. There's 25 that said they would support us. And we have 12 underway right now, would give us 37.
And is that how many you need?
37? No, we need 38 states to ratify. So once it's proposed by Congress or by a state constitutional convention, which we feel through the proposed by Congress. And we even have now a proposal in Congress by a Republican from Michigan, Tom Barrett, who was trying to get this started in Congress too. But we know it'll take time, but what we're trying to do is coordinate the effort with the states that we were able to get the state momentum. So when it is ratified, it will pass. It's something similar to what we're doing with with the 26th Amendment, the right for 18-year-olds to vote.
Yes, I was a little young for that, but I was alive, and I remember the logic even hit me as a young elementary school student. If you could be 18 and go to Vietnam or World War II, why can't you vote and have a say in it?
Right, and that was interesting. And I'm a little older than you there, Pat. I was in eighth grade civics class when that occurred. So I did Don McCord, my teacher, talked a lot about it at the time. But it was interesting that they had that. But it said it was only 3 months it took to pass. But really, the effort started after World War II. And that effort was started then. So it did take a couple years before it got really rolling.
Yes, almost 30. You know, what I guess I don't understand is why can't we solve this problem another way? Because rather than take 30 years like the 26th Amendment, it'd be nice to get it done quicker. But why a constitutional amendment?
Well, the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that And each of the decisions was grounded in the Constitution itself, really, meaning no ordinary laws passed by the Congress or through the state legislature can fix it. Only a constitutional amendment will change this. So they've taken away the rights from the legislature. That's what we're trying to give it back, is so a constitutional amendment will allow the federal government and the states to make that decision instead of through the courts.
Since it was a Supreme Court decision based on the Constitution saying that money is speech, that they're allowed to spend that money in pursuit of their right to free speech. So we would have to amend the Constitution so that the Supreme Court then would not need to review it.
Right. And what in the process we're saying that the free speech should be set by the people. And I mean, we're still wrapping this, and it's a durable solution that still gives us free speech and gives Congress and the states legislation to do.
Well, what is your answer to some billionaire that says, hey, this is my money and this is my free speech. If I want to spend my money, that's my right. What would you say to that individual?
I say there's got to be not limits on your speech, but we've got to recognize and there's got to be transparency with it. And we're going to bring it back to the states. So if the states say you're allowed to do that millions, then they will be able to do it. So, but it's still up to the individual states to make that decision.
I see. So would it end up probably being some form of a limit on the dollar amount?
That'll be up to the individual states. So they can make that decision independently of it. But they can make the decision, not the courts.
That's going to be a difficult balance because today we do have lots of people that support freedoms, and freedom of speech is one of our main freedoms. I personally agree that money should not be such a controlling factor in our elections because, hey, they're not up for bid, but it in a way seems that they are. If you spend more money, you're more likely to win.
Well,
advertising and everything else costs so much money.
Yeah, but we already have limits for individuals on this, on our election spending or donations. But what we did with these artificial entities have an unlimited amount of money to it. So there's got to be some decisions on that and how we handle those that problem itself. But again, it's back to the states and how they want to handle it.
I see. So in a way, I guess the issue is maybe more transparency.
Yes.
They're kind of secretly dumping sometimes tens of millions of dollars into these political action committees, and they can pick the cause or the individual and spend almost without any limit.
Right, right. So again, it's going to be up to the states to make those decisions and the voters, and it gives it back to legislators. But what we see in that.
Well, you shouldn't have to win the Powerball to run for city council.
No. And we see those affecting city councils, too.
Yes. Did you have a lot of these political action committee supports when you ran for mayor of Clarion?
No. I think I spent maybe $100 on a couple signs, if that.
$100? Well, that has to be pretty rock
bottom. I don't know. I can't remember. That's too long ago.
Oh, I understand. Well, you didn't have access, though, to those type of committees and the money.
No. That was 2010 that kind of made the change. But
gotcha. So where do we stand now with, you mentioned you have about 25 states that have committed support. Mm-hmm. You need another 13. Mm-hmm. And if my math's correct, I think you said you have about another 12 ready to consider it.
Well, another 12 ready to consider it, which that'd be 37, but we'd like to get all 50 states, actually. I mean, we'd like the total country. But really, and Pennsylvania is one of the 12 that aren't quite there yet. We have a partial, the House, State House, did approve it through the State House in 2024. But now we're waiting to get out of the state committee, in the Senate that will push it down. So we think we can get that out. We have some good, strong people even in the committee. Matt Mastriano, is one of the sponsors of it and has been for the last three times. So we have strong support there, and we think we have a chance to get it out of the committee with a bipartisan effort.
Yes, and he has the wonderful support of freedom-minded people throughout the state, so he's a good one to have on board. So if I remember correctly from my civics classes, you can get your 38, and more can ratify it even after the fact,
right.
Can't they?
Yes.
So you may get to your 50, but it might be wise to get it done first.
Well, we'd like to propose it, get it proposed, and really make this is historic. There's no doubt about that. This is very historic, and we think we can get to the 38 pretty.
Yes, we only have 27 amendments to the Constitution, so 28 will make a historic change that hasn't occurred in a very long time. What can regular Pennsylvanians do to help, John?
Well, if they want to be part of this history as we're moving forward, that their great-grandchildren know that, yeah, Grandpa, Grandma helped us with this, is really to sign up and volunteer on our site, AmericanPromise.net. And there we can, what you do, then we can become a volunteer. You can host community events, attend town hall meetings online or off or personal, meet with elected officials, write letters to the editors, and even more. We have other things going on too. Show our support by signing our Citizens Pledge on AmericanPromise.net. Follow us on social media. We have great things, great videos and stuff on, but at USA Promise, or you can email me at johns@americanpromise.net. That's johns@americanpromise.net for more information, or if you want me to talk with you about what we're going on.
Great. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back to wrap it up.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
So I'm Pat Shea. We're back on the Contact program. Today we have John Straup, who's representing American Promise. They are working to help enact the 28th Constitutional Amendment to our U.S. Constitution that would put a curb to the wild, crazy spending by these anonymous political action committees that throw money at candidates or causes dear to them, but they end up spending sometimes billions of dollars to get their issue to win the day, and that's just a little too much money. As we round up, John, I want to mention your website again. It's AmericanPromise.net, and they can see all the information we discussed today. And if they need to reach you, you can be reached at johns@americanpromise.net. And if you get an email, you'll be glad to correspond with whoever mentions to you. Yeah. So as we wrap up, what would you like your final message to be to our listeners today?
That this amendment is very historic, and it's going to put the controls on what's going on with the country, with the unlimited spending, that we get a voice as American people back and would do it. So, but I want to thank the audience for listening.
That is wonderful, and I think it's something desperately needed. So thanks to John Straup for educating us on this important issue.
Thank you, Pat.